Blog publications are the way of the future. They're a phenomenal way to build credibility in addition to spreading awareness about your business or your brand. Tap in with me today to get an exclusive blog post on various different websites: Digital Buzz Now, For Show Magazine, Hip Hop Dose, Hip Hop Vibe, and Unsigned Music Blog, in addition to Unruly Guidance. Blog posts are very, very valuable to your business or your brand. If you have any questions or curiosity about it, contact me today to see how a blog post can benefit you. What's up, everybody? Robin here checking in on a brand new episode of Pillow Talk. Y'all already know y'all need to hit that subscribe button on. Make sure y'all tune in with me on Facebook at Pillow Talk Podcast, okay? That's where all of the juice be. Y'all be asking where the juice at, that's where it be. So make sure that y'all do that, okay? Bringing you guys today another dope interview. We got to talk about some things. There's been a lot of shit going down. The retrograde is supposedly over, okay? We're seeing a lot of new relationships come to light. We're seeing a lot of relationships end. But a common theme I think that we're seeing a lot of right now is the delivery, okay? It's a lot of delivery problems, all right? I'm gonna get more into that. But basically, the delivery of things is off. And when your delivery is fucked up, that creates a chain reaction of other things that can potentially lead to bad shit, okay? So we're gonna dive into delivery. As usual, I'm gonna give my fake speech to y'all. Don't go nowhere. Tune in. It's a new episode of Pillow Talk dropping the fuck right now.
Observe the room for others. We are in the midst of midnight summer rain. Feel the rainbow bleed in many different colors. Feel the changes from the skies.
Yes, and that was the artist in rotation for Pillow Talk Podcast, Elijah LaFleur, okay, giving us all of the vibes with his new EP, Midnight Summer. So this is definitely one of my favorite EPs of 2022 already. The EP, the album, the project, the compilation, the whole nine. I mean, it's really just a beautiful piece of art. It tells such a beautiful story. And I just love the production behind this, man. So if you guys have not tapped in with Elijah LaFleur, I definitely suggest you check him out, okay? He has an amazing write-up done on unsignedmusicblog.com. And I really, really want you guys to tap in with him, as well as on For Sure Magazine. So he is an artist to watch. He is an artist on the rise, and he is the artist in rotation. Are you struggling trying to promote your business? Do you need a custom logo made ASAP? Don't know where to get a super big backdrop in a quick amount of time? Well, make sure that you guys check out No Cap Graphics, one of the best printing companies out in the Midwest. They have everything that you need to get your business out there, whether it be marketing experts, on-site graphic designers, and personalized band tees for any musician that needs to promote their sound. Check out No Cap Graphics on Facebook today or visit the website at nocapgraphics.com. Ladies, the trap is open. Pull up to Kenosha, Wisconsin to grab lip glosses, mink lashes, and unique custom keychains and lighters. All lip glosses are all natural with flavors like 24 karat gold, yayo, and smoking berry. And if you need a pick-me-up, adult slushies are on sale for a limited time. You can even purchase a yard cup and bring it back for a discounted refill. Follow the candy trap on all social media. The trap is open. Gotta give it up for the artists in rotation right now. I got Superboy in my speakers right now, okay? Afrobeat youngster on the rise. He is killing the Afrobeat scene, the hip-hop scene in the Chicagoland area. So he is hailing from Chicago's North Side, but he is repping his hometown of Nigeria. Okay, I love to see it. So he actually moved over here to the States a couple years ago, and since then, he just been tearing it up. He just been going crazy. So that was My Way by Superboy. Definitely make sure that you guys tap in with him. We're supposed to have him on Pillow Talk Podcast. We're going to re-rock the episode because, you know, this is where you need to be. If you're an artist on the rise, you definitely got to come through the purple room. So shout out to him. Also want to send my love to all those affected by Hurricane Ian, man. I got some family that's out there in Florida. 85 deaths as of now. The number is expected to continue. Nearly billions of dollars in damages. You already know that America is in a deficit. We are trillions of dollars in debt right now, and this just added on to the pot. Hopefully, you know, we can get some support from some other nations. I don't really know how that's gonna go because they don't really like America like that, but devastating nonetheless. So I definitely want to send my love to those that were affected. And if you lost somebody, now see, I love Florida. I ain't gonna hold you. I love Florida. I love to go visit. But the hurricanes alone, hurricane season alone for me is enough to be like hell to the gnaw as far as moving there. I'm from the Midwest, you know what I'm saying? Chicagoland area. We got brick houses and shit up here. Like, we don't play, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to the makeup of a house. We need a sturdy foundation. And I know down there that a lot of the houses have to be a certain material due to the weather. You know, you can't necessarily have a brick house in Florida because you'll die. You'll die of fucking heat exhaustion. But I do want to send my condolences again to those affected. So I'm sorry to hear that. Now, Halloween party, October 29th, man. Your girl is throwing a Halloween party October 29th. Okay, the theme is imposter syndrome. So I got a list of performers. They'll be coming, doing their thing on the mic, performing as other people. And I'm super, super excited to do this. Shout out to Rome J. He's a Chicago media person with the tribe from Chicago. So he's going to be the co-host for the night. We got DJ Corey Ether on the ones and twos. We got some raffles going. So I definitely need y'all to pull up. All details are on the page, Pillow Talk Podcast, or of course, Robin E93 on IG. So I'm trying to see y'all, man. If y'all in the area, pull up, have a good time, come mingle with me. I'm gonna have my backdrop up. Love to get some pictures with you guys. And then I'm gonna be doing a performance as well. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know y'all wanna see that. Y'all know I wanna see a little bit of razzle dazzle. So definitely make sure that y'all tune in. Shout out to Pillow Talk sponsors, Black Scotland Clothing, The Candy Trap, and No Cap Graphics. Okay, shout out to all of y'all for supporting Pillow Talk Podcast on this journey. Make sure that you guys check in with all of those businesses. Black Scotland has amazing fashion, men's and women's urban fashion. They'll be dropping a fall line soon. So definitely make sure that you tap in with them, blackscotland.com. The Candy Trap, okay, holding it down for Kenosha, Wisconsin. So if you're in that area, make sure that you guys hit up Doug Candy Trap. All information is on my page. Lip glosses, custom keychains, custom lighters, a whole custom set that you can get for items. So you definitely want to make sure that you tap in with them. Then we got No Cap Graphics, one of the hottest new graphic designer businesses around. They did my backdrop for me when I went on tour. So shout out to No Cap Graphics. If you need any logos done, you need banners done, anything like that, make sure that you guys tap in with them. All right, so delivery. What you know about it? What you know about it? It's been a whole bunch of delivery issues going on, man. I've been seeing online, man. People be trying to deliver a message, and the shit just comes out fucked up as hell, okay? And then they don't think that it's going to be a chain reaction of things. But let me tell you, okay? Let me tell you. The delivery is so fucking important. It's a parallel piece, okay? It's a parallel piece in defining you as a person and giving you that clout, giving you that credibility that what you're saying is true, what you're saying is valid. We're going to get to it. Now, low vibration plate me, please. I will take a low vibration plate over a high vibrational plate any day because, bitch, what the fuck is that? Okay, what the fuck is that? Now, I know y'all have seen the Coach Stormy video going around online. Oh, my God. And I don't even like to gossip like this. Let me tell you. And I'm not gossiping right now. I'm just speaking facts. Okay. I'm just speaking facts. So Coach Stormy is like this life coach or whatever. You know, she has a huge, huge following right now. And she does seminars for women all over. Okay. The seminars have tickets starting at like $5,000. Okay. And then she also does retreats where she takes a group of women with her on boats and things like that. And they have these bonding exercises and moments where she, you know, gives them tips and tricks like this video. There's a video going around. Coach Stormy basically telling one of her mentees that she has a low vibrational plate. All right. So they're at a barbecue. Okay, first off, you're at a barbecue. The vibration's set at that point. If you're at a damn barbecue, you should be having a full plate of low vibrational food, okay? Because you're there already. That's just me. So Stormy had two pieces of shrimp, you feel me? One chicken wing she was eating on and like a piece of rolled up lettuce. I don't know. And the other girl, you know, she had a burger. She had a hot dog, you feel me? She had a little coleslaw, you know what I'm saying? She had a plate. It wasn't even a lot. It was a plate because, hello, it was barbecue. So Stormy continues to say that she has a low vibrational plate, downing the girl for her plate, talking about you couldn't pay her $1 million to eat this plate. Somebody else made this plate for her, whatever, whatever. First off, the bitch made her own plate, as did Stormy. So I'm not getting the logic there. But basically, the video came off as Stormy just shitting on the girl, you know, shitting on her, shaming her for wanting to eat all this food. That was kind of how I took it. I didn't take it as... well, whatever the fuck she was trying to say. I still don't know what the lesson is, to be honest with you. I don't know what the purpose was of Stormy saying that. But I will say that the delivery was trash, okay? The delivery was trash. The thing about life coaches is that a lot of the money that they make is simply off of telling other people what to do. 9 times out of 10, they haven't done those things, or they didn't go through a lot of the struggles that they're trying to relate to. Let's just keep it funky. A lot of these people you see online that sell these courses and stuff, that's how they're making bread. They're because they're selling the course. They're making you believe as though you need these tools in order for you to reach another level of success. And that's how Coach Stormy got on. She became this motivational, disrespectful speaker that people feel as though they need to eat up and get to where they need to be. So more clips are starting to come out. There's another clip of her basically talking to the girl about how you ain't got your mama or no daddy. You know, you ain't got shit else to live for. Shit like that. The girl, I guess, was a foster child and she was adopted. It was just the delivery. You understand what I'm saying? Coach Stormy, to me, is not treating her mentees and her people as though they are worthy. For you to say that she has low vibrational play, bitch, she paid $5,000, maybe more, to sit next to you. The vibration is not low, okay? She had $5,000 to give your ass. Let's just start there. But it's the delivery for me. We as Black people, okay, especially our women, because you know I got to always point the women out because I'm a woman. I'm trying to change the narrative. We have to interact better with each other. And even when we're trying to give a delivery, even if we're trying to give a message, give them some insight, the delivery has to be better. I don't give a fuck. It needs to be better. Because had the girl turned up on Stormy, that shit could have went way left. You understand? But because of who Stormy is, she feels as though she needs to take that disrespect. You don't need nobody disrespecting you. I don't give a damn if it's Jay-Z. Okay, if it's God himself, you're not supposed to take disrespect. And I think that there was a line that was crossed significantly in that moment. So I wouldn't want a life coach like that. I wouldn't want to follow somebody like Coach Stormy if that's the way that you feel you need to drive your message. If that's your delivery, it's fucked up and you need to rework the delivery. Nonetheless, she's a millionaire. You know what I'm saying? So people are eating it up. Clearly, people need hard love. But the delivery, baby, the delivery. Now, let's get into the Kendra G and Danny Lay situation, okay? Shout out to Kendra G. Shout out to The Morning Show, WGCI. Shout out to Kyle. Shout out to the gang. So, if you're from Chicagoland, if you're from the area, then you know low-key that people kind of don't like Kendra G. Let's just throw it out there. Kendra G is annoying as hell on the radio. Nonetheless, she is a profound media personnel of Chicago. Okay, when you think of Kendra G, you think of Chicago, think of GCI. So we gotta respect her for that. So Danny been on a roll. Shorty been on a roll. She said, "I'm not taking nobody's disrespect. Fuck all you bitches." So she already dismissed B. Simone. Okay, she's already confirmed that whole situation. How she didn't want to work with her because of the baby. Now, Danny was in Chicago. She had a show out this way, and she was supposed to go on the WGCI show. Apparently, she said she didn't want to do the show with Kendra G. Kendra G took to the internet to tell them that Dani Leigh requested that she not be on the interview. So Kendra G decided that she canceled the interview. You're not going to have somebody, a part of the morning show, not be a part of the interview and then think you're still going to do it. So I feel Kendra with that. Okay, I feel her with that. You're not going to come to my city, come on my show, and then request that I not be in the room. Bitch, this is my platform. So I feel her with that. So Dani quickly went online to say she had no knowledge of the interview, this, that, and the third. Now, Kendra, the delivery, okay? The delivery. Kendra went on a rant. She did a real Instagram girl thing, okay? Online girl thing, social media thing, and went on a rant, decided to blast Dani. And I feel as though being a professional like Kendra is, being high profile like she is now, you got to go about that a different way. I don't give a fuck, especially because you're a black woman. We got to change the narrative. I'm going to keep stressing that because it's so fucking important, and that just makes it comfortable for other black women to continue doing it. You know what I'm saying? So she blasted her online. The shit went viral. The shit hit the shade room. You know, once it hits the shade room, it's up and up. So Dani and Kendra actually reconciled. At that point, Dani had to, you feel me? She had to make face because Kendra had did the most, you know what I'm saying? And went online. And I just think the delivery was whack. I think that Kendra could have come at Dani in a more professional way and truthfully more in person. If somebody requested for me to not be on my platform for whatever reason, I'm going to holler at them in person. You feel me? I'm not going to do this online shit because obviously I know you well enough or know your people well enough to have that communication. I'm going to say, you know what? I need to holler at her. I need you to put her on the phone, or I need to pull up to where she's at and I need to see, you need to tell me to your face, or you need to let me know what's up. You know what I'm saying? I don't rock like that. I've had guests from my platform that have, you know, canceled on me or decided they didn't want to do the show. And I could have went online and did the most, but I didn't. I wrote them and let them know that you will not be coming back. So do not return. You feel me? Make sure that the confrontation was cut at that point. But you never want to put your business aura out there like that. And to me, Kendra just only added more to the Kendra reputation. You feel me? So I wish that the delivery would have been different on Kendra's part. I definitely think Dani did request that Kendra not be in the interview just because Kendra has a history of being irritating as hell. So I do feel like she did that purposely. And that was very whack of Dani. You can't come on to the morning show and request that one of the hosts not be there. That's lame. So yeah, Kendra went about it wrong, but Dani, you can't play with the Chicago people like that. All right? You can't play with us like that, because we definitely will turn up on you, especially when it comes to the media world. Now, I got to chime in a bit here on the Joe Budden situation. So shout out to hiphopvibe.com. I'm a journalist contributor for the site, so I actually did an article about this the other day, so I wanted to make sure that I highlighted that as well, because it's also an article about it too. It's been a whole bunch of articles about it. Now, I'm not like fuck Joe Budden, okay? But he's irritating as fuck. I will tell you that the nigga is truly, truly irritating. And I think that he has this certain type of arrogance that he thinks is really, really fucking cute. And it's not, and it's just like, what is you doing, my nigga? Like, I'm not fucking with it. So he went on his show and he spoke about how he pretends to put on condoms, how he has pretended to put on condoms with women in the past. So that's called stealthing. Okay, stealthing is when you remove a condom, or you refuse to put on the condom without telling your partner, okay? So he said that he would go in the corner, pretend that he put on a condom, come back, fuck the girl. Or he would buy the skinniest condom that would break. So I'm so uncomfortable. There's so many questions, right? There's so many motherfucking questions that I have right here. First off, Joe Budden already gave me creep vibes with the way he was acting with on Love and Hip Hop way back when, and I was getting a little insight on the situation. But Joe has also spoken about being sexually abused, sexual addiction, things like that. And I think that although what he said was very uncomfortable, we have to acknowledge the realities of sexual assault and what that does to a person as they go on through their life. Okay. When you're sexually assaulted, at any age, doesn't matter. Sometimes that can alter the way that you function, and that can make you feel as though you can do things you're not supposed to do. So I do want to acknowledge that, you know, Joe Budden is a victim of sexual assault, and I feel sorry for him that that incident allowed him to continue sexually assaulting other people, because that's sexual assault. Okay. That's sexual assault. Anytime that you tell somebody you put on a condom and you didn't, and you have sex with them, that's assault. Okay. You're doing something against their wishes. I think that Joe Budden needs to be removed from the air. He has a platform that is so powerful, and he's able to speak on so many things. And the fact that he chooses to mention shit like that only further, to me, amplifies the rape culture aspect that we're struggling to live in today. A lot of Joe Budden's audience is men. So a lot of them agree, you know, with a lot of things that he says, which is scary, but it's also eye-opening at the same time. And I don't want a platform that allows for rape culture to be promoted. He said other questionable things in the past as well. This isn't the first time that he's gotten out of his body. This was just an incident that really, really stuck to people. So as a woman, you know, I feel uncomfortable whenever these types of conversations are had, because a lot of men do it, and a lot of men don't think it's a problem. A lot of men don't think there's nothing wrong with it, but that is a problem within the problem, is the fact that you think it's normal, and is the fact that you think a lot of men do it. Joe Budden laughed, you know, he was joking about it because he felt like it was something every nigga does. And I would hope and pray to God y'all niggas is not out here doing that shit. Okay. Have standards. Now, you'd be fucked up if you did that and the bitch gave you AIDS or gave you herpes because you wanted to be slick and try to fuck on her. Then you'd be ready to kill a bitch at that point. But you fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You fucked up in that moment. You fucked up in that moment. So I think Joe Budden needs to be off the air. I think that even if he's not completely off the air, I think that the promotion he's getting, because he has like a partnership with SoundCloud or like Spotify or something like that, that needs to be taken away. He can just be an independent podcaster like he was before, push your little content out, and that's that. But you can't use these opportunities to promote that shit. That's how I'm feeling about it. That's my word on it. Joe Budden, relax. All right? And I, like I said, I hope the rest of you niggas is not out here doing it, because if you are, you're trash. Yes. You can't go wrong with that. Can't go wrong with that sentimental mood. Now, Black media review time. Okay, so over the weekend, I had the pleasure of watching The Jazz Man's Blues. Okay, shout out to Tyler Perry for creating an amazing show. So The Jazz Man's Blues, well, I'm sorry, movie. The Jazz Man's Blues is a movie on Netflix, created by Tyler Perry. And it really touched me. It was amazing. I think that it was a great Black film. I think that we need more depictions of Black films as far as romance. Okay, so this was definitely a love story. It was like a Black Notebook, except motherfuckers died, which was very petty, you know, and they were done in by somebody very close to them. But I think that as a whole, man, we got to start giving more support to Tyler Perry, because he really is our modern day, you know, visionary when it comes to Black media. You know, he's doing shows, he's doing movies, he's doing soundtracks, he's doing plays. The man created a whole studio. You know what I'm saying? So before people try to down him or try to just dismiss things based off of their personal feelings on Tyler Perry, I think we should really, you know, take some time to acknowledge him for everything that he's done. So I think that the movie was really, really dope. I loved it. I'm probably going to rewatch it again one more time. I'm going to do a review on it as well. Okay, I'm on one of these blog sites, probably Hype Fresh. Shout out to Hype Fresh. So if you haven't seen it, I definitely suggest that you check that out. Now let's get into some of this music that dropped. All right, so we got some music that hit the shelves. DaBaby went ahead and dropped Baby on Baby 2. Okay, the new album. Now let me just say this. Personally, I'm not a big fan of DaBaby. I'm not going to lie to you. He, to me, is not really giving what needs to be gave. I think that DaBaby is going through a very rough patch right now. A lot of his antics that he did initially, he probably felt like they weren't going to bite him back in the booty, but that's exactly what they did. Now we're kind of seeing a blackball theme that's going on with DaBaby, where he's kind of being canceled. So the cover art I thought was pretty dope, but it also to me symbolizes like serpent, evil, demonic type of thing. That's just me. He's somebody that feels like he's a gremlin and he's a monster, and he's kind of playing up on that aspect right now. The album has not gotten a lot of reviews. I read somewhere recently that he canceled a show because of low ticket sales. So I don't really know what the future for DaBaby holds right now. It seems very up in the air to me. Like I said, I wasn't really a fan of DaBaby. I never really thought he was that good any fucking way. Then the fact that he tried to use Megan Thee Stallion, the delivery baby, back to the delivery baby. The fact that he tried to use Megan Thee Stallion as a ploy to promote the album, to intrigue people to listen to the album, is whack. He put that on the intro, first song you listen to, which of course is Starred, because everybody heard the Megan Thee Stallion verse. So yeah, that's a favorite song. But all that does is show everybody else that the rest of the album is trash, because that's literally all you had to promote the album about, was the fact that you had Megan Thee Stallion involved in it. So the delivery was whack. His delivery continues to be whack, which results in him not being able to sell and his impact no longer reaching masses. I wouldn't be surprised if DaBaby disappears for a bit. I think it would be good for him to take a moment to fake rejuvenate, pretend as though he's had a revelation of some sort, you know what I'm saying, and just move forward anew after he's done that. But sometimes you got to do that as an artist. Whenever you get into that corner like that and you're backed into that corner like that, you know, you need some time to kind of get yourself together. You need some time to get yourself together. So hopefully he can do that. Now, Tory Lanez, okay? Tory Lanez is back with it, okay? He went ahead and dropped Sorry For What, okay? Definitely a fire project. I personally love motherfucking Tory Lanez, okay? Absolutely love him. Absolutely love him. I think that he started this album off great. The Sorry For The Wait intro. Let's hear some of it. Let's just... My man's cold with it. Stop playing with my mans, okay? Listen. I love Tory Lanez. I have been a fan of Tory Lanez since he came on the screen. And I'm also a fan of Tory's delivery. Now, he's done some questionable things, obviously, in the past, okay? We know he's facing jail time right now due to the Megan Thee Stallion situation, okay? Tory's facing 24 years in prison if convicted for shooting her. So with that being said, he's moving different. He hasn't been speaking on a lot of things because he can't. Okay, he's trying to fight for his life right now. Okay, he's literally fighting for his life. Nonetheless, that hasn't stopped him from creating amazing music. And he's not using this music as a ploy to talk about what's going on. The music is still different. And it shows, obviously, some personal reflection, some things that he's dealing with personally. But it's still Tory. You know what I'm saying? It's still Tory. It's still him staying true to his crooner vibes. I think that Tory does the crooner aesthetic better than Drake at this point. For real. Like, the mixture of the rap and the singing, he got it down to a T. The melodies, he got it down to a T. The beats, he got it down to a motherfucking T. So I am for this. I've listened to it. I have about 8 songs that I like personally. I think it's about 20 tracks on there. So y'all definitely going to have to, you know, take a listen to it. But take the bias out of it. Now, I was getting a little bit of flack because a lot of women felt like I should be siding with Megan on this situation. I shouldn't be siding with Tori. And I'm not siding with anybody. I just feel as though we need to know the truth. You know what I'm saying? I need to know the truth. I feel like if Tori did shoot Megan in the foot, something prompted that to happen. Something prompted that to happen, which led to, you know, the foot being shot, if that's the case. Or somebody else in that car actually pulled that trigger. And Tori is the one, you know, the gun was registered to, which, you know, unfortunately, it's the same thing as pulling the trigger in most cases. So I don't know what's going to happen. You know, some doctor reports were leaked a while ago showing that Megan didn't have any fractures in her foot. I don't know, man. I don't know. Nonetheless, I'm still rocking with Tori. I still love him as an artist. And I hope that this album continues to reflect his master skills, you know, because he is one of our greater artists and musicians that has just the skill and talent to stand the test of time. Last but not least, Intergalactic, okay? Intergalactic. So shout out to Kid Cudi, okay? He went ahead and released his Netflix special, Intergalactic, which is so bomb. And it's actually a video. I'm sorry. It's a Netflix adult television musical movie. Okay, that is that version of the album that he also has by the same name. So I actually had a chance to watch it yesterday, and it's so dope. Oh my God, I really just fell more in love with Kid Cudi as an artist. I think that more artists should take time to develop other marketing plans for their albums and to figure out ways to create it everlasting. It's one thing to have, you know, a classic album cover, maybe some footnotes in the album that, you know, are personal. But he created a whole visual album, you know what I'm saying, engulfed into a movie. So even if you don't listen to the album per se, you may fall in love with that movie and you're still listening to the album in a sense, because this movie is filled with tracks from the album. So yeah, like Jessica Williams, Ty Dolla $ign in it. He's got a lot of faces in it. And it's just a great story. It's a love story, again, playing more into the different explorations that we need in Black culture. I am so for expanding Black culture. It's crazy. Anytime that I see Black creators do something white creators have been doing, I'm always for it. You know what I'm saying? The white creators are always making animations because that is how you intrigue people. That is how you get kids, teenagers and stuff involved. You make it marketable on a larger scale. So that's kind of how I looked at it. Obviously, the movie's great. The score is great. The storyline's great. And the animation is beautiful. It was definitely giving me like early Sim vibes, not gonna lie. Felt like I was playing The Sims for a second. But I loved how every character, you know, had features that resembled the person that they were actually playing. That's always super dope to have. He put a lot of different messages in there. One of the biggest messages, spoiler alert, was closure, which I loved. And I think that a lot of people struggle with closure, me, myself included. So throughout the movie, we see this word closure on a piece of clothing that he's wearing, and we see different situations that represent that word closure. So I love those little tidbits that Kid Cudi put in there. Kid Cudi's in tune, you know what I'm saying? If you listen to his music, you know he's in tune. He touches to a deeper purpose, and his music is meant to inspire, uplift, motivate. You know what I'm saying? And to reflect. So if you haven't seen it, definitely take some time to check it out. It's an adult animation. So there actually is sex scenes, which I was a little shocked to see. But it's not like you can't see like penis and nothing like that. But you can see them having sex. So if you got kids, if you're going to see some sex scenes going on. But other than that, it's really, really beautiful. Kid Cudi did his thing. So I think the delivery, you see how I did that there? The delivery this time around for Kid Cudi is amazing. And it made such an impactful, you know, impression on everybody as a whole. I wouldn't be surprised if he wins some type of award for this. That's how amazing the product is. But in addition, the bigger picture of it. Yeah, I'm giving you guys this animated movie, which was initially supposed to be a series, I guess. And then he re-rocked it and said that it was going to be a movie. I'm giving you guys this movie, but it's also an extension of my music. It's an extension of my creativity. It's an extension of that. Kid Cudi is also an actor. So we get to see him do his voice acting here, which also expands on, you know, the brand and the creativity. The whole delivery, baby. Top notch. Top notch, Kid Cudi. Especially after the bullshit with Kanye. You know, Kanye's going through some things. He's still going through some things right now. So we've been excusing him from shit. But when he was talking about Kid Cudi, I was like, ah, I can't rock with you on that. Kid Cudi's an amazing artist. He's done a lot to the, you know, music. He's contributed a lot to music and pop culture as a whole. So we can't just, you know, disregard him like that. So if you haven't seen it, I definitely suggest you check that out. So this is why I be saying, man, the delivery is so important. It can really affect so many things, and it can create a spiral of effects after the point. So you definitely want to make sure when you are delivering something, whether it be your brand, your recipe, your food, your sex life, goddamn it, you need to go about the delivery the right way, because you never know how other people are going to interpret it. This is Robin E. checking live from Pillow Talk Podcast. Sending love and light. Peace out.